Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, everyone. Oh, I guess I had to think about it for a minute. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Glad to have you joining us. We're getting ready to do some terrific readings and discuss this and that, and maybe have a giggle or two. So it's wonderful to have you with us, blog talkers. So glad you're already lining up for your readings.
They are indeed.
So those of you that are thinking of calling in, now would be the time.
Now would be that time.
Because the list is getting longer by the second.
Typically, once in a while, somebody drops or has to go somewhere or do something. But yeah. Everybody does not shrink.
I wonder if there's a wait time limit.
Nope.
No?
Mm-mm. Well, we've had people that have been the first, they've been on it 15 minutes
right.
They were the first caller and they stayed until the show was over.
And hello to our Facebookers. Yay. Love you guys. If you are interested in watching us live streaming, we are actually doing just that on the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook. Everybody's welcome. There's no admission fee, no membership fee. It is free, totally free. So we're getting ready. I want everybody to know that maybe isn't aware, we are using ordinary playing cards, which I'm showing to our Facebookers right now. I am also showing it to you, blog talkers, but I don't think it'll work
There are no cameras in our microphone.
No. So, yes, it's ordinary playing cards. So bear in mind, not tarot, not Oracle. Or any of the other great systems that I know are out there, which I've never studied. Okay, so I wanted to keep personal prophecy as pure as possible. And you may know how it is when you have a skill or there's something that you know on its own. Then you go and you look at something else and it starts to kind of just seep in there. And then you start wondering, geez, what was the original, subject matter? And so I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to get all confused. So now that you know, this is strictly as my grandmother taught it to me and how the same that I've advanced over the years. So I also need to be aware that I'm using a full 24-card layout for each of your calls, which is far more comfortable for me than just, a few random draws of cards. I'd rather see the landscape of your life. What's going on? How are you feeling? We may not discuss it all, but I can get the essence of you intuitively, okay? So for each of the calls, you get one to possibly two questions, and I will only lay it out once. If we were in private session, we'll just keep laying those cards out with all the questions that you would have. So now, I believe I'm going to turn it over to our master of ceremonies, Mr. Jimbo Baggins. Ooh.
I get no applause. Anyway, I want to remind everybody, this show is for educational and informational purposes only. Also, here's a good one for you all, especially the first few folks that were here. If you are an international caller, or a Facebook Live viewer, let us know, and we'll give you a live international shout-out, like we are to Cho from the UK and Laura from Canada.
Yay!
So that's international folks, respect. That number to call in, because this is primarily a call-in show, 515-602-9676. We're going to take callers, occasionally, if we can work them in or whatever, we'll work with you Facebook Live folks. But, you know, the number one means is the calls. We always try to do something with you Facebook folks because you're here for so long, for so very long. You call in and get that, when you call in, you'll be told, hey, listen to the show while you wait. An automated thing tells you that. And it's true because I just did it and it's working great. So you'll hear the show. You may have to wait a while. It depends on when you called in, where you are in the list. But we see everybody on the list. We know the order you are in, and we're going to do it. Now, when we do go live, and you'll know it, please do the following if you legally and safely can. And at the end of the spiel, we'll tell you why. When we go live, please get that speakerphone. Get off that speakerphone. Kill the Bluetooth devices that are convenient as hell. Go old school, caveman style, phone to face. Get rid of all your sounds in the houses that a lot of them, maybe you're kicking the TV on because you're on hold and didn't feel like listening to the show, maybe. Whatever. Get rid of sound. Sounds bad. Quit multitasking, doing stuff. Dishes, a lot of times you just got home from work or getting ready to go to work. Depends on what shift you're on. You know, dishes, all that stuff. Chasing kids around with a shotgun or something. I don't know what you're doing. Stop that. The best case scenario is you can go to your nice, quiet, comfortable place in your house that has great cell phone reception. And we throw all these little stipulations out because your phone call bounces to the little cell phone tower world. We know how that goes. That's typically not bad. But then it goes to Blog Talk. It goes through their website. It comes out our computer and then out our computer speakers. And there's always some
travels the world at least three times.
Yeah, and it is bouncing all over hell. And there is going to be a level of the sound quality loss. There is some level. Typically, it's not so bad, but sometimes it's pretty extreme. So if you can do all those silly things legally and safely that I said to do, it's going to make the experience better for you, for us, and for the listeners. That sound, my folks. I'm gonna try to multitask here. That is the sound of harps, and a lot of times we assume angels play harps. Well, that's because when we do that, I would like to let you guys know that's a signal of transition. Your reading with Deborah is over. Okay.
Serendipity. Regarding what you said last night, just had to show you because sometimes passing this along, did you see that?
I did.
Okay, we'll have to talk about that later. Pick up where you were.
I'm just getting harps. No, reading with Deborah Dunn Shuthole. And stand by for a Archangel Michael Sword of Light. Go card reading. Single card, good card. It's worth the wait. And I think we've got to jump right in. I don't know, actually, the dialing code of our country from another country. I've been out of that business since I was in the Navy. I got out of the Navy in 1996. Every country has a dialing code. And I used to know that because I'd be overseas calling this country. But that's easily, you got Google, you're on a computer, Google it. Mike from the UK has also joined us.
Hello there, Mike.
And he says, we're looking marvelous. And we got... I will know not how to pronounce it. Juice from Pakistan. J-U-S. I don't know if it's Juice.
Maybe they will inform us.
They probably will.
Yes, tell us phonetically how to say your name so we aren't slaughtering it.
The damage is probably already done. But, so we got to get the show on the road or the call list will explode. We're going to go to area code. Let's see where we're going. We're going to area code. I'll click you twice then. 908, which internet tells me 908's in New Jersey. Welcome, 908.
Hello, welcome to the show. Who are we talking to? Hi there. You're on the air.
Sorry, I'm fucked. Sorry, I muted myself.
And you are?
Hello. I'm Caroline from New Jersey.
Caroline.
Hey, happy new year.
Caroline.
Okay, shh. I got to find out some things here. Anyway, Caroline, thank you for calling. You're our first caller. And I'm trying to recall if you've called before. Have I spoken to you?
Yes, one time. This is my second time calling.
Oh, okay.
virginity gone.
Yes. So please tell us what brings you to the show this evening.
Well, I'm working on a very special project to help children with autism. And I came to a halt. It's like I can't find, I'm researching because it's a new technology. Let's just say it's a new technology. But there was something similar out there, but I want to use Dr. Tesla's technology. And I don't know what Google does that everything is blocked when it comes to Dr. Tesla. So I would like to ask Spirit, how am I going to proceed? What am I missing and how am I supposed to proceed? I need their help.
If you can get Dr. Tesla, just checking on Google, you're such a master.
What do you mean get Dr. Tesla?
She was saying she's been Googling Dr. Tesla.
Isn't that a scientist that was back in the beginning of electricity days, Tesla?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Yeah. A dead dude is what I'm saying. Dead.
Well, she says she's not able to get anything. So URLs are blocked.
They're blocked. Yes. Yes. You know why?
Are you using your own device or is it a workplace device?
I'm doing research on it because what I want to do is use his technology, but I need, there is a patent out there anyway, but I do need a little more information, more basic information, because this is medical and I didn't come from a medical background. I came from a banking background. So this is all new to me, but I was guided to do this. So I'm following my journey.
While I'm laying out your cards, I have a question for you, Caroline. I read recently that they are introducing, is it hair follicle tests that will hopefully determine the level of autism that an individual may have? I read it. It was on a reputable website. This is true?
Yes. I personally believe that there was already a cure that's being kept, just like cancer. I do believe there's already multiple countries that have a cure, even for this autism. But it's not coming out yet. So meanwhile, not that I'm going to invent, but it's to assist the children,
Oh, my goodness. I'm looking at your cards, and the project is, I believe, heaven sent that you are working on. It is. And oh boy, are you going to get attention to the positive? And I don't know why, but the card is saying be prepared for some from the negative. And sometimes I think our medical community doesn't like to see a lot of advances. What is it? Cut down on their paychecks, and then you look at big pharma.
You got it. We know the program.
Okay.
We know the program already.
And the thing is, they are bilking us of billions and billions of dollars in medication.
It's going to come to a halt. Yes. It's coming to a halt very soon, by the way.
Well, it's not like an angel coming to deliver some news to us. So thank you for that. But yes, you are going to really, how Dr. Tesla has gone down basically in history? You're going to walk a similar path. For what you're doing, there's a breakthrough you're going to be bringing forward. If you don't see it now, it's coming, and your work is truly blessed. You're going to get a lot of rich people mad at you, but who cares, right?
Who cares? They should let them take care of their money. They should take care of their money, not me.
I know. Yeah. Well, the ones that are profiting off this really... fortunate, especially with children. I mean, come on.
There you go.
Yeah.
Children, elderly,
Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope to live long enough to see all of the incredible advances I see coming in the cards. We're in a super dynamic time right now.
Yeah.
But 20, 30 years from now, it's going to be like an entirely different world that we're living
in.
So I hope to live to see that. So you just keep on keeping on there, Caroline. You guys are on to something, and it is going to be just, like I said, heaven sent. So Jim now has a...
Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading. Subject is, embrace this magical moment. You are in the perfect energetic space for manifesting miracles. Allow your wishes to be fulfilled.
What? Look at that.
First card I pulled.
Oh, wow. That resonates hugely with what you're doing. God bless you, Caroline. I'm so glad you called us. Really. And I hope that you will keep us, you know, informed on how your work is going.
Thank you so much. Have
so
a
much,
lovely evening.
Thank you.
And
bye-bye
you
now.
You can call as often as you like.
Yeah, there's no limit except on the table.
Here's the thing. I think that we were not on the same page. Was there another scammer? I thought I just drilled him to the death. So let me know if there was a scamming her that I did not kill. I killed three of them so far.
Killed? Oh, you mean?
Banned them.
Okay.
If only I could do so.
If only you could
if
kill
only
them.
I could. But, you know, most of it's a software, so it's software.
Yeah,
I'm
but wouldn't it be nice if you could put him in jail?
Do some
just
matrix,
the software?
Do some matrix, anything like that. Tesla. We're talking, this is a historical engineer guy. It was back him, or Thomas Edison, same thing coming up, distributing electrical power throughout the world. Don't think that's what she was talking about, because that would have nothing to do with autism. Guy died in 1946.
All right.
So maybe there's some other software stuff out there that she was talking about. And we just couldn't get into it on the show. We would be here talking for, that's why I said, yeah, we just got to let that go. That's where I was.
Some people call up, and I wish everybody had this.
That's what I was.
Most of us are striving to achieve the level of, say, brilliance that I see coming through these people like Caroline. And I'll tell you what, I feel they're in this world, but not necessarily of this world. I think some of them come as energetic, physical.
So when their mommy and daddy were having intercourse, what happened, Deb, that made them not from this world?
Well, you know, it might be interesting.
Did they have a threesome with some alien?
No, but you might pick up the word that was written by Jane Roberts called Seth Speaks.
Who?
In there.
Seth?
She was I believe she's no longer living. She was a very prolific medium, and he wrote this book, Seth wrote this book through her. And in there he discusses about how the spirit of the child will visit the parents before that child is brought into the world.
They should do a documentary on that. I like watching documentaries better than reading some of those types of books nowadays.
Yeah, I don't know that that's ever been made into anything.
Oh, I don't believe so. I probably would have heard of it. I'm pretty egg-headed when it comes to that cool documentary stuff like that. I would have liked that.
And there was a show that HBO carried for quite some time. Oh, I'm going to say this wrong. What the bleep am I doing here? Or something like that. Maybe some of you clicked for you. But it had Marley Maitland, the girl that is an actress, but she uses sign language and she speaks, but she is basically deaf. And it was very focused on quantum physics. When you start talking about all that stuff, that's when my own head starts to spin.
That's another show that would make everybody hang up.
Well, to me, that's like what you probably did as a kid. You hold a mirror in front of a mirror, and you look. What do you see? Just a continuation of mirrors.
It's a good visual, if you're trying to teach a young person, what is infinity? You could say, well, here's the closest thing I can show you, basically, like that. The closed-circuit camera. Basically, remember, they used to have, closed-circuit cameras hooked up to the computer, and then you would just put that right at the computer and see it.
And it was?
You would just see, until eventually, the pixels can only go so far. But, that's good example for a very young child. What is infinity? So, you know, but anyway. All right.
All right. Well, we're off to a good start.
Yeah.
Godfather said something.
No, you know. Apparently, when I looked on the website for what day it is today, I didn't see that it was National Scammer Asswipe Day today, because apparently it is, because they're all coming in here. I missed that day. Sorry, folks. All right, we're going to go to our remote West Coast correspondent, Eric on 520, Lisa.
Oh, there she is.
Hi.
Bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
I've tried new earbuds.
Oh, can you hear us?
Yeah, perfect.
You're my first. 90s Verizon commercials or 2001. Can you hear me now?
So how
I'm
is
so
we...
happy you're my first
phone
yeah.
call.
Well,
we de-virginized that, your earbud.
Yeah.
We broke the earbud cherry.
Yeah. I wanted to ask the cards, is this relationship I've been calling on, is it just heading now into a different direction, or is it just definitely a different roadway where... Well, he has a friend that he hangs out with a lot, and he's told me it's platonic. It's a guy friend, and I don't know. I think that, like, I don't want to give over to him anymore. I don't want to sacrifice any stuff that I don't want to do. And tomorrow, he had asked me if I would go with him tomorrow. And I didn't really want to, and I texted him, and I said, do you still want to? Because I was feeling sorry for him. And he said, yeah, do text. And then I said, can I call you? Because I wanted to give him an update on where he wanted to go tomorrow, this thing that was happening. And he hasn't responded. It was over 2 hours ago, and I guess he's over at that friend's house, that guy friend. So I'm thinking, why should I sacrifice, you know, I don't even want to really do this, and it's going to take up some of my time, but I felt a little sorry for him on this, and I thought, well, you know, he did ask me the other day, and he doesn't usually, I mean, this first kind of request hasn't come in. I'm just asking the cards, is it now a relationship that we're really solidly, that's it, this is where we're at with each other? And it'll not go any further, period.
Right. It's a very good question at the point where you're going. Because a lot of us people don't know what the hell we're talking about. We've been following this with Lisa for a long time. I think it's an excellent question right now. What do you got, Deb?
I do, too.
And maybe it's not jumping out?
And I don't think he would share with you if a relationship was more than... And that, for one thing, this guy just, from what I see... He has male sexual relationships. I do not see him having, and he may have looked it differently, but what the cards indicate, he has a lot of trouble when it comes to feeling a sense of love with a partner. A
so he doesn't really do any long-term commitment type relationships at this point.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
And I think he's out getting some sexercise today, but it's strictly for fun, frolic. It's, you know, I see
recreational.
It is. There's the word. And here's the thing. I think you have finally brought us to that point of it's almost like we've been climbing Mount Everest, and by God, we're about to reach
the peak.
Yeah.
The peak.
What he feels for you emotionally, you know, psychologically, always, let's put it that way, he wishes he felt for another man. You know, and he is the kind of guy that could actually experience with, like, you know, two relationships at one time.
And not trying to be devious or mean or anything, right?
He'd have a male lover. that he would just go, maybe go to, you know, watch the
whatever, you know,
team play.
We don't know what
and then
on.
They
yeah.
romp romp for
and
a little bit.
They have a little party siesta.
And then you would
not
be
siesta,
where
fiesta.
Where his heart lies. And he might throw you a little sugar here and there. But, yes, I think we have finally found out his M.O. And folks that are listening in, we've been working on this for weeks. So,
well, you know what? He told me this was a platonic relationship, and I wasn't even asking. Just threw that out.
Yeah.
But I, like I said, tomorrow, this is the last time I'll ever do this for him because I don't feel like, you know, I don't want to sacrifice stuff like this. It's my time. I didn't really want to go, and he asked me to go with him, and I've taken him there before. It's a little gathering, you know, and I don't need to hold his hand. He's not that type of individual, I don't think. But I think,
yeah.
You know, I don't know what kind of relationship this is. If this is just me and him being a neighbor and that's it, I'm not going to go beyond anymore. I'm just not going to do it.
What I see here is I think it's time for you to take care of yourself.
Well, you always should look
yeah.
out for number one, and maybe you thought you were, but maybe you were not. I don't
know.
Deb got the card.
Oh, there was a lot of ambiguity in this.
Yeah.
For
sure.
weeks.
This relationship
yeah. with you has kind of screwed him up. You have so much charisma, and he feels so drawn to you. There's a magnetism between you. And I'm going to tell you again, this guy is going to come to a huge epiphany, not today, maybe not even this year, but it will come where he's going to look himself in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm not really gay. I just really want to be loved. Scared me. I just really want to be loved. And he's going to pick from your relationship. All these beautiful things. I tell you, I've said things. I've had many clients laugh in my face. Just like that. I mean, or they'll say, oh, my God, your cards are full of shit.
Full of poop.
Yeah. And I've said, that's okay. I'm just telling you what's here.
You were saying they could have been lovers in past lives.
Yes, they were. Extremely.
There's the connection that you guys are just struggling with because that's the missing link.
It is.
That's the
it
missing
is.
Link, probably.
You know,
he's like, I'm a lifetime gay guy. What is wrong with me? And you're thinking, why am I want to go after this lifetime gay guy?
Yeah, you'd think that would
make the most sense of anything I've heard so far.
Deter you enough.
But the missing link thing from a past life, that, to me, finally makes the most sense. Thank you, Laura.
Like
Jeff, Deb agrees.
Like I told you about that actor, I'm not going to say his name. I don't think I ever have. You guys might very well recognize it. That was working with me with the card readings and stuff about 4 or 5 years ago. We had something going on between us where there was an attraction, but it had a hateful edge to it. I mean, he was snarky to me. And my husband and I treated him real well, and he was helping with the work and everything. But when I looked in my cards, I saw that he had killed me in a previous lifetime because I wanted to marry his uncle, who was wealthy. This was way back in the day.
Sounds
like
some kind of
miniseries
that we see nowadays,
yeah.
like on HBO or something.
And we were in a second story. It was like, you know how you see in like the
Game
saloon?
Of Bones.
It was a store downstairs that his uncle ran. And the uncle had many different, I wanted to marry for money. This boy wanted me to marry for
love.
And I mean, we were hot out in that cornfield. Yeah, it was hot. But the thing is, he grabbed me and he said, I can't believe you're going to do this to me with my very own uncle. And he shoved me and I went right through the window all the way down. And it was from the second floor and landed flat on my back and died. So,
wow.
We didn't exactly get to clear it up in this lifetime because he would call me and make me cry. And one time my husband got on the phone, Daryl, and he called him up and he said, hey, you make my wife cry again, I'm going to come there and kick your ass. And we never heard. He didn't. want anything more to do with us. But yes, you guys, what we should do the next time we're on the air, we should go there and we should ask the cards, what is that past life?
Oh, you mean do a little, and she knows this, mediumship.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're ready for it. When you're ready for it, you might want to explore that. This could answer so many questions to your frustration.
Yeah.
It might be like, oh, well, hell, now I know why all this is happening. You know? It could.
Yeah.
That's
I
up
also,
to you, though.
I also think you are a bit of a spiritual test for him. You know, he didn't just come into your life to do good things or not for you as Tess. You're there for him, too.
Well, you know, and I told him I was leaving. I told him I was leaving. I'm going to buy it out, and I'm just, I know. He said, well, where you move? And I told him, and he said, you can't do that, and because it won't work out. And I said, yes, it will. And he said, don't go there. Don't leave. You're safe here. You know, I don't know why my head goes in circles around this stuff.
This could be the thing that will keep your head from going in circles.
Where he's speaking from the past.
I mean, you believe or not believe, and I don't believe in shit. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff here that makes a lot of sense.
You believe in ghosts.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, a lot of times I say, oh, it's science or it's not science. But then I realize, yeah, there's more to life than that, by science.
And there is.
Right, there is, obviously, because that's, you know, yes.
So, yeah, I think he's actually making these cryptic statements to you, that revert back to...
Think about all this tonight. Don't make any decisions. And then think if you want to explore this mediumship thing. And this might give you the aha moment eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why we both feel this crazy, stupid-ass way and we can't figure our shit out.
And you might be wondering, how in the heck does a deck of 52 cards accomplish this? Well, what I... feel is that the cards are basically keys that open doors, and as I'm looking, would be looking into past lives for you, it's like in my mind a movie starts running and I see it as it's, you know, from like scene to scene, and we've seen some brutal things.
Yes, I mean, there's been some pretty incredibly epic things, and it's,
yeah,
if you go down this road, is not going to be a one-time thing, probably, but you'll be okay with it. It's up to you, Lisa. You must sleep on it.
Yeah, this is what I say to you. I really feel there's going to come a day you're going to be able to have him back. However, I don't think you will be still in that place. I see you with somebody.
I would say don't pull any triggers in the next couple of days. Don't make any decisions on anything to do with your relationship or anything like that. I would say... think about what you heard today, tonight,
yeah.
Not today for you, tonight for us. And you might want to call back when you're ready. Doesn't even have to be the next time you call back. It's, you know what, let's go down the mediumship road and see where we go with this.
So, Deb, you said I'll be able to have him back?
Yes. Now, this is because I see this man is going to change. There is a direct life path change coming for him. He can't connect. Everybody else, don't worry. We're not quitting in 29 minutes.
Well, Monday is the only one where we're locked in on the time, ending time Monday. And there's not Monday.
What was I just going to say? I was going to say, oh.
Something about quitting. Yeah. Or whatever.
What I'm saying, he can connect. Oh, he enjoys the thrills and, you know, of, I think the man is actually more bisexual. He just maybe doesn't realize it or doesn't want to. But I think that he enjoys, like, the kinkiness of what he can do with another man. And if you've ever watched any of those Slutload or whatever the name of the website's Pornhub, you can see.
I haven't.
Well, it's a pretty eye-opening education in men on, you know, man on man.
Whoa, I missed a few things. What were the things, what were the examples you threw out there?
Of websites.
I missed all that. Okay, well, I want to hear what were the examples again? Because they sounded like hilarious.
Slutload.
Slutload? I have never heard of that website. I mean, I know every word you get sick of, there is a website nowadays, every word.
Yeah, and the other one was Pornhub.
Oh, ever. You know what's funny? Pornhub, slut load, ride your mom load. Yeah, bang a parrot, you know, .com. I don't know what the hell it is.
Subject right now on these websites is my stepbrother is giving me the best oral sex I've ever had. And that's a
Oh my God.
My stepbrother goes down like you cannot believe.
Yeah, but so these are juveniles, which is not good.
They don't look that young. They look
They don't look that young. Said many a guy going to jail. She didn't look that young. Said many a man with
Well, anyway, if you want, you know, we all should be aware of what's going on. You can't go through life with blinders on. And these guys, a lot of them, I dated a bisexual guy. He didn't quite tell me up front, but he did tell me. And he said a lot of it is strictly getting off. You know?
Well, so it's just dating heterosexually.
Well, women bring in an emotional factor, you know. But if he had sex with Lisa, that man would be in love with her. And that's why I think he won't do it.
Excuse me? Oh, you're talking about her situation. Yeah. You just shifted from your situation to hers. I gotcha.
He likes uncomplicated.
You jumped universes real quick on me there, and I didn't get it.
Oh, it's probably my
We were talking about you and the guy, and also he, and I was like, what? Okay.
Well, he likes uncomplicated, you know, let's get it on, get it off, and
it on,
all of that.
Get it on.
And you bring in what he doesn't get from men.
The female mind. The real female mind.
The female
mind. I don't know. This is so...
The female...
I talk to some girlfriends.
Yes.
They give off a thing, females do.
We do.
When you're around them and near them, you're just like, shit.
Maybe
it's just being near them,
maybe
like,
it's
damn.
The pheromone.
Yeah, something. You're like, wow. You know, so and then maybe... I don't know. Maybe he misses that or he's never had it and is wondering what it's like. I don't know.
And here's the kicker, too. With you, there's such a big risk of getting hurt. Going out with somebody, you know, they maybe do each other in the car or wherever.
What's right? No! It's like any relationship. There's a lot of recreational stuff. Male, male, female, female, male, female. That recreational car stuff, that's not limited to any kind of relationship.
You know, I have a hard time when I think about this stuff. I'm not a prude, but when I think on male beard, you know, face to face, I think, what is the seduction there?
That is the heterosexual person. We can't comprehend that.
We can't.
And that's because that's not how we're built inside. Our DNA is not built that way. That's all.
And all this manscaping, I know this is jumping topics.
That is.
No, that part of men needs some camouflage, needs some cover.
I think there was a trend, and it's slightly shifting back, where guys were basically turning into dolphins. And they had zero body hair. The only place they had damn body hair was on their head. There's a point where guys are going totally slick like an eel.
No.
Slick like an eel, slippery fish.
And they were getting their asses bleached.
International shout out to Lady R from South Africa.
Oh, boy, what an entrance. What a time.
All right, I think we got to move on. Think about, you don't have to think about dolphins and men being naked and stuff, but think about the past life thing you might want to explore. Well, you can think about that if you want. Maybe when you're taking a shower, looking at the inside of your prickly cactus shower curtain.
You're right.
And also,
the shower curtain.
I mean, we had a good time.
Go ahead.
Oh, when he's wanting to describe what he looks like in the shower, that is really crossing the line.
That is weird.
Away from getting it.
I mean, that is weird. Usually nobody talks about that kind of stuff with another person unless it's another person you want to go down the road with.
Exactly.
Right.
When I go into Starbucks, I just say, just give me coffee. I don't want any of that other stuff. Just give me coffee. And that's what I'm looking at. in a relationship romantic. Just give me a relationship, one-on-one, straight,
old school,
whatever.
Right out of the 80s, no baggage, no nothing.
This is too screwball.
Please don't be offended. But I feel, as your advisor, I have to remind you, you could have had that with Paul.
I don't know anybody named
Paul. You didn't want that.
Oh, you know, I'm still talking to Paul.
Yeah, but I think it would have gone. Anyway, dear, Jim's having some kind of seizure.
I'm about to have a seizure because we got to move on, my dear. Real quick, this is interesting.
Okay.
Now, listen to this. Don't just laugh at this. The subject of the card is make a decision.
Oh, my God.
Are you choosing to prioritize yourself or another in this situation? Accept divine guidance pointing you toward your own joy. You deserve it.
That's true.
So
like you just said, if you want plain coffee, by God, go get plain coffee.
By God, you don't have to have frappes or frippes or floppies and all that other weird shit.
I want to figure out what he's
up
to or what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so
much. Thank you, guys.
This is a good study for all of us.
Think about if you want to go down the past life road. Nobody's forcing you to. Your call.
Yes, we can look at that if you wish.
You think about it.
Thank you.
All right, honey.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
All righty.
Boy. But I think, that we're getting to it with those two. Imagine the struggle. At least she's got a struggle going, but I do feel he does too. And him not wanting her to move away.
Daddy, that's why she keeps asking, is he jerking me around? Basically.
There's a bond
he's
there.
He's coming across that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is coming across. That's why, and you know what? The chicks a lot. It doesn't have to be a heterosexual guy. And some of them don't mean to.
Mean to what?
Jerk a chick around with the feelings like, I set it up.
Okay.
Take him.
All right.
So
thank you. All right.
Better jack up the volume.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey,
yes. Good to have you.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, cool. Hello. He was going to set up for like another day down the road. I'm like, well, if you're ready, we're ready. Let's do it.
Yeah, we're ready for
Let's rock and let's roll.
All right, hon.
Hey, Mike, Joe's in the house. You better listen, Mike.
Yeah, Mike was looking for you. What was
No, they've been talking about you. Yeah, Mike, listen, your
all
buddy's
right.
in the
Go
house.
Go ahead there, Joe.
So, I just thought ring in just to say hi to everybody.
Yeah, we're glad you called in. Yeah, that's cool.
And
hey, you've got us. It's your reading. What would you like to know or talk about?
Just a general read.
We know you're
quite well at work at the moment.
Yes,
so.
We know that your career is going to blast off.
So, would you like a general reading on your career?
And
yes, please.
Okay, there you go.
And you know, people that are in relationships don't always want to know what's ahead.
Or they feel they're...
Yeah, they're good enough.
There's a lot of different reasons. There's a lot of times... There's some things I don't want to know. Like people that are pregnant sometimes and they have a kid. I don't want to know the gender.
You know,
somebody could tell. And they just want to let that happen on its own, There's different reasons. That's just an example I threw out there, but.
Well, and I made this a little general for you, too. I'm saying about this new year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, what kind of strides are you going to make?
Right, okay.
So that's asking in the cards, and they're go. And you know what? What's the cool thing is a lot of people that are listening, especially on Blog Talk, don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's been watching us a lot lately, so he knows. He's watching the cards go down. So he knows when he hears the flop, 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 exactly what she's doing.
Oh, yes, he does.
And he's probably watching at the same time. Maybe,
and
maybe not. We don't know.
He's one of our UK followers.
He's part of our British invasion that we
That's
welcome.
That's right.
I am.
Not too many
am.
People welcome an invasion, but we welcome the British invasion here.
Isn't that what they called the Beatles when they came over? Beatles.
It wasn't the Beatles. That whole music era, that whole fifth, the 60s transition where the British invasion of rock came over, which is going back to history, like the 1770s and the War of 1812, the British invasion.
Well, I've got to tell you, there is
I got blown up.
Nothing but good things surfacing for your career. There's a coming up. Are you expecting a promotion or a substantial raise, a bonus, because I see some real nice money coming your way.
Money.
It was being mentioned today that that there's going to be a raise, a bonus, and change of job title.
And it's going to be real good, I'll tell you. And it's coming rather quickly for you.
Ah, it is on the horizon.
I was trying to turn him up here.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Swing and a miss.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, no, okay.
Yeah.
Check it up, check it out.
You and your partner may be embarking on a discussion of moving in later this year or
like
in this year.
Moving within the
UK?
Yeah,
moving their residence, their abode.
But not like out of the country or anything.
I don't think so.
Okay,
because
you never know nowadays.
Well, right,
yeah,
you
right.
never know. But
you
I feel
know.
Like there will be a discussion of moving. And it depends, like, not necessarily, if you, how do I put this? If you are renting from somebody or leasing, they may make decisions that will impact your life.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
I gotcha. So there could be other reasons.
Yeah.
That happens, and it may seem bad at the moment, but it'll be positive in the outcome, right? Mm-hmm. Down the road, eh?
Oh, I see your future beyond this coming year. You're going to reach such a fantastic plateau professionally that I feel like you're going to be a lot like Jim. Jim has worked for this Jimbo. Where you
where?
You.
Where Jim? There's about a million Jims
he's
in
put
this
in
career.
Over 20 years with this fantastic company he works with
for.
Mm-hmm. And he says he'll probably be one of those guys that passes away in their chair because he can't imagine ever retiring.
There's no reason to. It's not like I go to work and I get beat up and thrown against brick walls. I go there, I get intellectually challenged, and
yeah.
I go home.
And he loves it. So for you, I'm seeing lots of additions in terms of assets, like property, or it could be companies, could be investing. You know, a lot of people are all caught up in this, you know, the investing now.
There's different stuff. People are dabbling and they get scared of the crypto market and people are dabbling, you know, with the day trades and all
they
that
are.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And the world economy is like such a flux.
Yeah.
But what do you see ultimately then? Big summarize your reading, Miss Deborah.
Your relationship. You didn't specifically ask, but there is so much love there. I mean, that Six of Hearts is like a yellow brick road. And then there's a little bit of a clinker here.
Uh-oh.
That is the Four of Hearts. Four of Hearts indicate some feelings of jealousy. Do you have a partner that's a little insecure or worries about losing you, which is an aspect?
Well, sometimes people have partners and they're both have professional careers. Might not be even totally different, but they still look at one advancing over the other, and they can get a little jealous, right?
Yeah, this is more in the sense of losing that person.
He's worrying that his advancement might cause a rift.
Stuff like that.
What do you think? Do you see
but
that?
It could be Cho, too, because there's not a person. There's no face card here.
Does that resonate anything?
It could be, I feel it's both of you. That both of you have some senses of insecurity, but this looks locked in. These are beautiful.
But you
cards.
Don't see any kind of permanent devastating. No. Just a little speed bumps. Their life is full of speed bumps.
Yeah.
No big deal.
I mean, we bicker, but we've never had an argument within 10 years we've been together.
Well, that's a long time.
Yes, and
10 years first of all.
I want to tell everybody.
And she's going
to
say it.
Don't be afraid to bicker or have even arguments in your relationship.
It's part of the human growth.
You don't know how strong your relationship really is until it's been tested.
Yeah.
When I have a couple that will come to me as clients and they sit there and they're so, we've been together X number of years. We've never had one fight.
Yeah.
And I think, oh my God, how scary.
Yeah, they're probably like on separate paths.
You guys have no idea if you're relationship can withstand.
It's like when you have
anything.
A child, they test you as they learn to develop. They test you.
So
and that's normal to be
bickering
tested.
Bickering is okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it would be concerns like if you have to travel or what your partner may do in work. Maybe there's a lot of people around and they, people. I have found that those who are in same-sex relationships tend to, not always, but tend to be a little bit more insecure than we other folks are.
No, that's your card reading, but I can say that. I see that no matter what.
I mean, we've been, both been in bad relationships before.
Yeah. And,
you know, we don't think that, you know, arguing and fighting, we're getting to the age now where we can't be bothered to fight.
Yeah, and you can talk things out.
Yeah, we do.
You know,
we do talk things out.
There'll always be disagreements.
Yeah, definitely. And it's mainly banter.
Yeah. Well, I think the two of you are like two peas in a pod. You're like, you're made for each other. This relationship, from what I see here, is going to last you all your life. Yes, and your career is going to be amazing.
And that makes it better for everybody.
Yeah,
it really does.
I'm going to become part of furniture by the time I'll be back.
I mean, it makes it, it's that's what you want. You want your career to go in a good place. Of course, obviously money's important, but you also want
harmony and happiness.
Yeah, you don't want somebody giving a lot of money to shovel goat shit or something like that. You want somebody giving a lot of money to do something you like to do. That's like winning the life lottery.
And,
I'm doing something I love to do, and they're paying me a lot. Yay!
He loves his work. It's
that's
your,
what I'm saying. That's perfect.
Set your
that's
hair
you
on fire.
That's what you want in life.
Mm-hmm. I do love the place I work now.
Well, that is wonderful. Boy, that's half the battle.
Yeah,
well, oh,
that is like that's zen as far as working and professionalism. Yes, it is. Then
one of these days, Joe, we're going to come on over there and meet you folks.
Oh, definitely.
It might not be in the next few days, mind you, Miss Deborah.
No, but if it's going to happen, I am an excellent manifester. So, and I feel that I've worked hard at that, and I already see that plane.
Then why in the hell haven't you manifested us winning a $1 billion lottery?
I don't know. I don't.
Maybe you should work on that a little bit there. Manifest that.
Well,
I'd like that. Money's great.
Money's not a high priority. I just want $50 more than I can spend.
Excuse me.
What?
You would like to just randomly pick up and go to the UK, but money's not a priority.
Well, you give me a give me a black credit card, and I'll be happy as pig in poop.
I got 100 credit cards. I could spray paint those bitches black in a heartbeat. It'll take me 13 seconds to spray paint both sides of that thing black.
Give this man his card.
All right, stand by for your Archangel Michael. All right. Subject is, trust the guidance you're receiving. Archangel Uriel, now this is Archangel Michael, so he's bringing another one in. Archangel Uriel has blessed you with a brilliant epiphany.
Oh.
I am also present. He's also present. I am also present to clear away your worries so you can trust your divine guidance.
Awesome.
So this is a professional thing, so
yeah.
I think that is a thumbs up on his professional.
I think so, too.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Thank you so much.
Hey, it was nice. Always it was nice for you to finally call in live.
Yes.
Hey, Joe.
Yes,
you have to convince your mate, Mr. Mike John Bill Clinton Smith, to do it. He's reluctant to do so.
To do what?
Well, every time you've contacted me, he's probably fallen.
He doesn't call us on Messenger. We've tried. He won't do it. I don't. He's gun shy or something.
But he has asked questions. He did about the election that they had. Remember?
Right.
And he's asked some other questions, but yes, and on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, I tried to call him.
Yes, we did
during
some,
the show.
We did some random kind of cool stuff without telling anybody that we tried to randomly messenger people on the show.
Yeah.
He did not answer.
But he was on there. But he was on.
Oh.
And he's shy.
He's shy. Hey,
yeah,
you're his UK buddy.
Yeah.
Kick him in the butt. Kick him in the butt. Tell him to pick up that phone and give us a call.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Joe, we adore you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And this will not be the last time. We'll open up the door again for you to call again.
You must call more often.
You must do so.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Bye.
You know, to those of you that are going to start coming to my class, I want to tell you that you will feel as you go along, when you develop clients and stuff, like you are literally dealing crack.
Yes.
And I'm that way. I can't make a move unless I read my cards, find out what's going on.
You're getting better.
At?
You used to be worse about 20 years ago.
To do what?
You had to have the cards in the car with you or the cookie sheet. She's a lot better. She's weaned off the crack. Remember?
Yeah.
She had a tray.
I was an old baking sheet.
And she would do cards as she was just riding around in a car. She was really bad. She's got off the bottle a little bit. The
well,
card
it
bottle
becomes
a little bit.
Really obsessive. And your clients, I've got still clients from the 90s that get
cool.
a hold of me. Yeah. So I just want you to know that if you decide to go pro.
Pro, I like it.
Go pro. Yeah, and some people in the medical field or they are in the psychology field, they use this method to get a predetermination about a particular patient.
Yeah, and they're going to do better than you once they learn it because that's their thing,
yeah.
Right?
And they want to know what avenue should I take with this individual.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Basically, it's another tool, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you are problem solving, you want all the tools available that you can have. If I got a big problem, give me more tools is what you want.
Yeah, you do.
There's no reason to say, I don't want that tool. No, take all the tools. They're all going to maybe help you figure it out. Word up?
Yeah, and my app, if you decide to pick it up and put it on your phone, it's in the Google Play Store, free. It's basically a one-card reading, but you can continue to do it. Keep asking the question. Trying to, turn the words a little bit. Kind of like when you're on a search engine and you're looking for information and your direct search is not getting you there. So then you tweak it. And I use the app when I'm not home or in the office so that I can figure out what move to make. So anyway, we're moving on.
We're moving on. All right, we're going to go to area code 703. We're very familiar with that because it's in our old Commonwealth of Virginia, Northern Virginia,
yes.
703. Welcome.
Yes, it's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
And thank you for being so patient, my dear.
Yes.
No problem.
Happy to hear from you. Is it this weekend you're going on the cruise?
Yes, Saturday. Yes, I'm excited.
Oh, wow. You got to be so excited.
Does everything look good
yeah.
weather-wise and all that other stuff? Everything really lined up perfectly for you?
I guess so. Apparently, the airport yesterday was a delay or something, so I'm glad I didn't leave then. So I'm glad, everything's fixed because I'd be mad if I missed my cruise.
Are you getting...
Right. Can you imagine
that? Are you flying there in advance of the cruise? I mean, like the day before?
We're flying a day earlier. We're flying out Saturday.
Still.
A day early, because the cruise will leave till Sunday.
Yep, but still, she's right. Flights start getting delayed, you start freaking out when you got a cruise.
I know.
It's not going to wait.
Nope. All right, so what's your question?
Yeah. So I have a weird question. Okay, so back in 2016, I dated this guy named Charles.
All
right. He broke up with me because he said he wasn't in love with me. Okay, fast forward 2 weeks later, I see him on another dating site. He says he's looking, all these things. And then, fast forward, he gets married to this girl he meets within 2 weeks. And then next 3 years later, they're divorced. So it's been three, 4 years since I've even talked to him. I get a missed phone call from him yesterday in my phone.
Interesting.
So I call him back, nothing. Then we've been texting a few times, and I was like, why would you call me? Why is your number still in my phone? If you get divorced, you're supposed to delete all your exes. You don't keep them in your phone.
Well, tell me, what time of day did he make that call?
Last night around 6-ish, I guess, sometime last night.
It can't really be drunk dialing. It's 6 o'clock.
No. So, but I'm thinking if you're divorced, you delete people's phone numbers. So I asked him, I said, why is my number in your phone? He goes, oh, I don't delete phone numbers. I'm thinking, and then I said, he got divorced because I guess she was cheating. And I said, well, maybe she's cheating because you kept my people's phone numbers in your phone. I don't know, but I don't know what to make of it. Did he do it on purpose? It was an accident? Why is my number still on his phone? I mean.
Oh, I can't. Well, Deborah's going to do your reading. And then after that, I'm going to comment on that whole subject line, that because I don't want to interfere with this reading.
Where's
it's
he at?
It's weird.
I've been there.
He's
I've been there.
Sterling.
So he's around the corner, isn't he?
Yes. Kind of.
Now, okay. All right, I already see the way this is going with him.
Well, I...
Okay.
I'm confused.
What? How's he acting in the text messages? Is he leading you on? Is he being funny?
No, he said happy birthday. You know, he got divorced because she was cheating. You know, have a good time. You know, nothing to the fact when he was single, dating. I don't even know, but why would you still have my number in your phone? If I marry somebody else, I'm deleting all my exes. If I'm dating somebody, I'm deleting my exes. You know, I, especially if I'm married. So, I mean, or did you look my number up and decide to call me, you know?
Yeah, well, you need to watch more Jerry Springer because nobody deletes their exes on there. Or they Or they put in there a Papa John's pizza.
Put fake names.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly.
Okay, here's the deal on Charles.
Charles.
And he is an open book. He's easy to read. Most of them are not. Most guys are like layers. It's like an onion and you got to peel the layer.
Right.
Well, he's all right, here's the deal. He has the nature of being like a boomerang. And the reason is, he would love to get back in there with you, but I see the reason why. Because he's broke.
Oh, my goodness sakes alive.
He's getting cleaned out.
Oh, his clock is getting clean.
Yeah, and so he is, what is that word? That there's a word that it
desperate.
Means. That, well, somebody bouncing back to you.
He's a Klingon.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he is in desperation, I'll tell you that, because I'm even getting the picture he's not even going to have a place to live. So, sure, there's Andrea. She loved me. I bet she would still love me. See what I mean?
Oh, that is sheer desperation.
Yeah.
That is...
It's funny you say that because I had a reading with a really great friend when we broke up, and she said, and he met this girl because they have the same careers. She got him a job. He got her a job in the same company and makes a lot of money, and he was pretty much broke at that time as well, kind of used her for money. And so he's back in the same place. He didn't sell his house, his townhouse. He's just rented it out because he still has his townhouse. But, yeah, it's about money. You're right.
Yes, it is. And that makes him kind of like a man whore.
And I would say a lot of us other guys that aren't like that and actually care about a career, he's a piece of crap.
Well, here's the deal with the wife.
A piece of poop.
That I don't think he would ever tell you. If he does, he's trying to make his situation seem really dire, but this is the truth. She ran up credit card bills. He's in deep debt, and she's leaving him stuck with that.
He chose poorly.
Mm. They don't have they didn't get any kids, right?
She had three kids of her own, and they got married.
Yeah, of her own, but they have none together.
No.
Okay, well.
So that makes partying a lot easier financially, as far as that goes.
Are you feeling interested? Tell the truth. Now, do you feel interested in revisiting
that? A piece of me was, but, I mean, the relationship was great, but,
put it in.
I mean, he said, I'm not in love with you. So I'm like, okay, well, then go. You know, if you're not in love with me, then, you know, why did you keep leading me on for 3 months? We dated for four. I said, why did you leave me on for another three if you're not in love with me?
That would be a deal stopper for me.
User.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Player, user.
Yeah.
There's like 500 words out for somebody. It's like the reason that he probably kept the number is he was not confident on the current path he was on, and he wanted to have a backup,
and
right?
And he needed a
fallback
position.
Financial backup, not a love backup, because he already told you he didn't love you.
And he spent all that time with you, and then he picks up this woman
yep.
and just up and marries her. Something doesn't and
she was
everything,
and she was everything he said that he would never date. The mommy look, the heavy set, the girl with the ponytail, the girl with the no makeup. She was all everything that he would never date. I'm like, what the hell?
She might have had a real nice trust fund coming to her.
Or maybe she was very submissive and let him, she just did everything he said without question, so he'd like that. There's a lot of reasons.
Well, he's going to keep talking shit to you.
So he's not a good guy.
He thinks you're going to roll over on, you know, and at least temporarily help him out. I suggest that it's time for him to take his medicine, even if it doesn't taste very good. Yeah.
And either eat it or stick it up his ass. He's got two choices.
What about a guy named Eddie, Edward? I dated him 2018 and kind of ended weird too. I mean, but I still think of him, and I don't know if he's single, dating, married. I don't know what his situation is, but a piece of me misses him. But maybe I miss a relationship more than I just miss him.
Got another guy in your cards that is significant. And I think that, what is his name, Eddie? What did you say?
We dated 2018. That was, you know, how many years ago? 3, 4, 5, whatever that was.
Exes don't usually.
I've never really, exes.
I look at stats. Typically, if you had some good things and then you parted ways.
Yeah.
There wasn't parted ways because there was a comet coming and you thought we had to get ready to hunker down and die. Somebody, one of the two or both, weren't really compatible, and all of a sudden, why would you be recompatible all of a sudden now?
Yeah, he went back to his ex-wife. And I was like, that was weird. Then they're not even together anymore.
That's the other shoe. Stay away from him. He thinks about you too.
Yeah.
And don't be surprised if you hear from him, especially now that words have energy.
Even
but,
Cho said block his number.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can't help yourself,
because
you have a little bit of feelings, block your number because you're gonna just leave. You're gonna take a bite.
I don't have his number. I don't even know if he's dating anybody because I don't have his number.
The husband getting divorced.
Yeah, the husband getting divorced, and probably I'd say both of these actually. Yeah.
Oh, you mean Eddie? I don't know his situation. He went back to his ex-wife, and they're not even together anymore. That was 2018, so it's been years since then.
The first person we were talking about.
What's his face? Charles. Yeah. They've been divorced for like 3 or 4 years.
Charles wants to schmooze you. And then he's looking for the figure I'm seeing.
Protect yourself.
$1,500 is what he wants to
borrow.
Protect
yourself. Block it.
Yeah, but you'll never see the money again. So.
Yeah, you know, if I...
Yeah.
I know that, like, little Debbies are bad for me, right? Little Debbies.
Cakes.
Little cakes. Little Debbie treats. I know they're bad for me. I really like enjoying myself.
Eat them anyway.
What I got to do is... not put him in the house, block myself from him. I have to.
Yeah.
Norman, you block yourself. That way you have no more temptation.
Have you ever frozen?
Remove the temptation.
You put them in the freezer, they're even better.
It was just weird. I'm thinking that he looked up. I don't think he kept my number. I think he just looked it up for, you know, he looked up my number to see if he, you know, could wait if I'm still single or something. I don't think he kept it. I think he looked it up.
Well, we're going to give you your...
We are going to give you your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading real quick before we move on. Hey, keep calling back. You got a lot of dynamic stuff going on here. Oh, Deb, go ahead, Deb. Deb,
all right,
first.
One last thing for you.
Deb first.
This could very well be about the cruise, about sightseeing, you know, being out there. If you have a... we're going to call it... I don't want to call it a hookup. That's cheap. We're going to call
give it another name that's not cheap.
Let's call it a romantic interlude.
A rendezvous. Two ships passing in the night.
Bottom line, if you sleep with somebody and not really sleep, if you know what I mean, don't beat yourself up for it. Leave it on the trip. It was just a real nice experience here.
Oh, it's a cruise.
Yeah.
Vegas cruise, all that stuff. Hey.
It stays in Vegas.
It should. You should not. You should never... take anything you did with you from those things. I agree with that totally.
If it happens, it happens.
It happens, it happens.
Enjoy,
it is what it is.
Enjoy the moment.
You should never take anything that with
okay,
you or
deal.
Any other relationship
and move
on
the
planet.
Smartly,
it
yeah.
is what it is.
Sometimes
all right.
you need a good shot, right?
Or
right.
to remind you, oh, I don't want to do this. Just something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
All right.
Don't settle for less.
Oh,
subject.
There it is.
You are a child of the brain. You deserve to have your dreams come true. Don't give up.
Mm-mm. Remember, they had their chance, and they blew it.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, and you recognize it, but you're
I know.
You're tempted, and yeah. that's because you're a human. You're tempted.
So weird.
It's not weird. You're human.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
all do the same exact thing.
We do.
Yep. Yep.
And now we want to give you strict orders to go and have a wonderful
yeah.
time. And
when does your flight leave?
Friday?
9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
Oh, all right.
And then when do you get back?
Sunday the 22nd, I believe, the 23rd.
You know what? Give us a call back then. If some kind of weird situation comes up in the middle and you get a chance to give us a call, do it.
Oh,
I will, totally.
If something happens, we don't see that. But, you know, give us at least
we want
when
a
you get
full
back,
report. Yeah.
Yeah, give us a debrief when you get back. We need a debrief.
Yeah,
I will. I will.
Yes, we, do. Yeah, we need a secret agent debrief, you know. But if something happens in the middle and you get a chance and you think it's funny, give us a call. We love those calls.
Oh, we do. We
okay.
do.
Calls for people in the middle of crazy shit.
Yeah, but take care, hon. Stay well.
Are you guys on Blog Talk on Tuesday the 17th?
Oh, I'm sure. Next Tuesday.
Okay, that's my birthday. So
that's my
birthday day. If I can, I'll call.
Let's do it.
That's her birthday.
So you're going.
Yeah.
You want to call in on the 17th?
I'll try. Yeah, if I can get some
don't
service, I'll
right.
call.
Mine is
okay.
on the 22nd.
Let it be.
So,
let it be. Let
yeah.
it be written.
So whenever we can connect, we will celebrate together.
Okay.
We shall do so.
Okay. Sounds
right.
good. Okay.
All right. Take care.
All right. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was interesting.
That is cool, and I have to talk about a little bit of things, and it's probably for the we're going. No, that's not
yeah,
next
be,
anyway. That's not next anyway.
Yeah.
Real quick, I will talk what she's like. It's amazing that the guy didn't erase all these things out of his phone. Nowadays, it's a little different. Back when she was talking like 10 years ago, I had the phone. I didn't erase anybody out of it. It was like, remember how back in the 60s and 70s, oh, man, had a little black book, right?
Mm-hmm.
The flip phones were like little back books, and I never deleted anybody out of it, no matter how terrible a relationship it might have been and everything. But so it doesn't mean there was a spark there because he has that person in the phone, but, you know, it is what it is.
I think he had to check back on previous.
Or it could also mean that, too.
Yeah. This yeah. guy is, like I said, he's a Klingon, and she's going to be smart. I could see in the cards. She's not going to fall for
well,
that.
She already told us
yeah.
that. You're right. Yep. All right, let's take another caller. We can do that. Let's see. Oh, I like it. We're going to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Hello, and welcome.
Maybe last. We don't know. 814, Pennsylvania. Welcome.
Hello.
Pennsylvania.
Hi. Hi, this is Amy.
Well, hi, Amy. How are you?
Amy. I'm doing I'm getting excited to start my new job. I start on Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, you're 7 days away. That's awesome.
Yeah. So what can we do for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, what would you like to know or talk about?
Well, I know I shouldn't be concerned about it, but it's... But my... Where I'm currently at... Is this woman trying the new boss, and I don't
yeah.
mean the new boss at the job I'm going to, but the boss, you know, that got
yes, yeah,
got
the new
my
boss,
old boss's
your,
job.
Boss
yeah,
yes.
She had all this time with me to train and everything like that, and now she's trying to push all this information from me, and it's like, you knew her long ago. Like, why are you, like, Is she trying to set me up or pull something?
But you are departing that job, are you not?
Yes.
So how can she do anything negative to you if you're leaving?
Well, I just have a bad feeling, and I told her, I said to her, I just hope when I leave this job, she's not going to try to keep email me for, hey, can you tell me
yeah.
how to do this? Can you tell me how to do that? I already told her. I said they have expectations of me.
Oh. What?
And I spoke about it with my new boss, about how they haven't trained with me and how they're waiting
yep.
till, you know.
Sure. Yep. Well, you got
and
7 days. Are you working? Are you literally working till next Tuesday?
No, no. Friday's my last day.
Friday's your last day. Then you know what? You let everybody be known. Between today and Friday, I will do everything in my power to transfer all my knowledge
to this woman.
But after I close the business on Friday, I am done.
She's a pill.
Done, and you
she
should do so.
She is a pill. It's
I'm
right
done.
Here in these cards. What is really? Down to is she's lazy. She's one of those lazy type of people.
Yes,
that,
she wants to somebody
yeah.
to have already done the work to give her all the knowledge.
She and right and
give
she,
me your knowledge so I can be your replacement successor.
That's why she's
yep.
going right out to the last minute. And yes, she will drive you insane with messages and phone calls. How do I do this? So Jim is exactly right.
Yep.
Put her on that deadline.
Let her know. This is a job situation between now and Friday. You
yep.
can pick my brain. I'll give you all the information you want. When I walk out that door the last time on Friday, we're done with communications. We're done.
I don't think she's going to stick either from what I see here. She's not sure she really wants to do this job. So, and I feel like she's going to leave there. Are you still with us, Amy?
She's here.
Yes, I'm listening to everything. I'm taking everything in.
So that's the thing. She's got nothing against you personally. It's all about her work ethic, and she doesn't really have one. So, yeah, she's going to want you to, you know, be there to walk her through it with little baby steps. So I think Jim's exactly right.
Yes. Yeah, Bieber. You know what? It's the thing where it's like, this is a job. Maybe we had a work relationship or whatever. The bottom line is I'm leaving on Friday. You got 2 days. Pick my brain. Pick my brain. Yay, pick away. But after Friday.
You owe her nothing after Friday.
And you know what? You could say, I'm going to a new company. And they actually would frown upon me still communicating with somebody from my
old
company.
I told her that.
So that would be bad.
I told her that.
Yep. Well, then you just tell her that, and then if she continues to bother you, then you just totally delete, ignore, block, whatever you got to do. Yep.
And you're going to hear from friends she didn't last long. I'd be surprised if she makes it through that. What's that initial period? Probation?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I think it's more than she wants to actually do.
That's what she's...
Yeah.
Probably no, she's not qualified. She's trying to pick her brain.
Oh, yeah, that's
she's not
wants,
qualified.
She wishes
and
it
she
was
gets
like,
everything mixed up you tell her. She writes everything down. But she gets everything wrong. She gets
right.
it wrong. Because you're like, I just told you this, and she'll send you an email that, like, didn't I explain this to you? Like, and you wrote
and you
it
know,
down? I'm like,
it is. You know, some
what
people,
in the world?
Some people, and it happens, some people just take the wrong jobs.
And I think it's not a fit for her.
And it's just not a fit. And no matter how many ways, and they really try hard to get somebody to give them info, give them a brain dump, give them a connection. It's like, it's not meant to be. You just chose the wrong job.
Yeah, and I wouldn't try to be nice. Like,
you don't have to be nice.
Take
be
any phone calls. And,
cordial,
yeah.
but firm.
Yeah.
Because this is you're moving from one job to another, and the new job would not want probably you to talk to any people from the
I would
old
think,
job.
Right.
And you can say that, hey, you got me till Friday, and after that, we are done forever talking about work. Work. About work.
And I see, Amy, you're going to be so happy once you're out of there. You really are. It's like a breath of fresh air that's coming to you.
God, it's coming so soon.
Oh, I can't wait.
I hope
you get a hold of us, you know, when you have time after you've started up.
I definitely will.
That's awesome. And it's on a Friday. That's like
the
perfect scenario. If you could ever have a scenario to leave a job.
Are these people that I'm going to be working with, do they really work as a team?
Yeah. What do you see? I think so.
A damn good question. There's one there for you that you and the two of you are going to be like how my office partner and I were. We considered each other to be work wives of each other because we complemented each other so well in our work. But yes, I feel you're going to a whole different atmosphere, whole different.
Yeah, and that's awesome because you made the move and you're moving to a new place. So, and sometimes it doesn't, everybody does not have to be on the same page.
And I feel that there will be a raise. I see more money or a bonus coming to you later in the year. So that's always a welcome insight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was that your primary reason for changing jobs or not? The money and advancement Money or advancement, or you just didn't like where you were going?
Didn't like where I was going. It was dead end, you know, because obviously that they felt they wanted somebody, I think, that didn't know the system, and so they could kind of mold into who they wanted, and where I would tell them, hey, this is wrong. You can't do things this way. This is not
right.
Right. Like you can't do it like that. Like this isn't the way it's done. I don't feel comfortable with everything that you're doing because I don't think that you're on the up and up.
Yep. I remember.
And that's awesome. That's an awesome.
When you first started calling
us. I understand about that.
I remember talking to you saying there's something here that's not right. And you should get away from it before it becomes a big problem.
But either answer to that question was not make you a bad person. If you totally wanted to make money in advance, there's nothing wrong with that. But
no, it was good for her.
Yeah, either answer is the right answer for you. You know, and you're right. You
know,
no,
I think there is advancement there, though, down the road. Like, I'm not walking in there and going to try to take over people's positions and stuff like that. Like, you know, something comes available, I'm going to go for it.
Right. And you start on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, give us a call.
Yeah, check in with us.
Let us know. It sounds like
I definitely will.
Card said you made the right decision. Yeah. You feel you made the right decision, right?
Yes. Well, thank you. Oh, you haven't read her. All right.
I have not.
Okay.
Subject is increase your knowledge. Education brings opportunities. Take a course, pick up a book, or find a mentor to teach you what your soul wants to know. But this is going to the soul.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's not the professional thing. But, you know.
Well, thanks so much, Amy. We'll look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, let us know how it works out.
Yeah.
I will. I definitely will.
All right.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Take care.
Yes, you too.
And Thank you so much.
I think we're going to have to. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. And tomorrow, right? Yep. I just love you all.